Guardians of the Land.
Hello and welcome to our podcast about sustainable living. If you like our project, we invite you to support us with your contribution by following the link in the description.
In this 15th episode, we went on a journey to Southwest Portugal to be part of a 10-day natural building workshop with Lola Byron and her team. In a beautiful surrounding, we had the opportunity to be with people from all around the world and have so much fun building together, sharing stories. It was an incredible time that I felt the wish to record an interview with Lola, but I didn't have my equipment that time. So I've asked Marco, that was there, making a short film about the natural building course. And so Marco did this beautiful interview with Lola Byron that is sharing all her experience and, yeah, journey and motivation to be a natural builder in these times. So I really hope that you enjoy to listen this episode.
There's never been a day that I've built when I haven't woke up with a smile on my face. Like, it's always, it's just like such a joy. It started about 10 years ago when I did a permaculture design course almost accidentally. And previous to this, I was a sculptor. So I studied in art school. And then I did the PDC, and one small afternoon was about natural building. And I had like a eureka moment of this incredible sense of finding my true purpose, that I could sculpt something which was functional and practical, and also something which was incredibly important for the future of the planet. And that was it. My flame had been lit and I couldn't stop. I traveled the world exploring and learning and meeting incredible teachers until I felt I had the skills that I could start to build myself. And that's been 10, 11 years. Yes. Spent so many days feeling so angry about things, and it's like the weight of the world was on my shoulders and nobody was doing anything. Like, why are people not doing anything? And now it's like, okay, it doesn't have to maybe be so drastic, but if I can do something, and if my little contribution can then allow others to be excited by what I do and to share it with someone else, and yeah, maybe it's not a huge sudden shift, but I feel like what's happening now is so powerful, and really this ripple effect is growing and growing around the world. You know, I mean, we've been teaching for many years, and before it was often quite like young travelers, a bit like us, you know, exploring a little bit the world. But I see a shift in people's becoming curious, who are already been in the mainstream for a long time, already worked in the system for 30, 40 years. And them now seeing that it doesn't work, it's not healthy. The way that we're orchestrated, the way that we are conflicting, the way that we are segregated, the way we divide, everything, it doesn't work. There's a much more wholesome and natural system that we can follow. Yeah, it doesn't have to be competing with one another. The collective was born from almost accidentally. I was working a lot with women. And it always felt like when we worked together, something very magical would happen. It wasn't just people on a building site. It was a very instinctive relationship that we would form with one another. Deep bonds, deep connections with the women in the group, but also when we're working with a material that's so ancestrally in tune to us, like something very magical happens, and it's almost shared when we're in a sisterhood. It's a very like nurturing thing to do. To build something out of earth is very nurturing, and then to be surrounded by women doing it, it just creates a very different space. We also work with men. It's not that we're against this, but I think it's nice to have a separate space where women can just have that opportunity and more of that freedom to be playful and experiment and not feel so overlooked or overshadowed. I never felt like I had to fight my battlegrounds to do what I wanted to do. I always felt like I was quite accepted. But it was more about this feeling of sheer excitement and just this incredible empowerment that I, as a woman, could build a house that was not only, you know, a shelter, but it was something that was built with my own hands. And this is something that I never felt would be a possibility in my life. It was never something that which was open to me or encouraged, or it's always felt like this is a job for somebody else, mostly like a male dominated job. So then for me to be able to do it and feel so incredible about it, then it was something that I really wanted to share with other women. Because, the possibilities of what we can create are endless. So this is what I wanted to share. Yeah, the workshop is really like the tip of the iceberg in what you can experience with natural building. And so as a facilitator, I really want to show many different techniques and methods and how they can be applied. But the most important thing for me is that people really start to build this connection with the raw material, because it's something that becomes very instinctive to know how much clay you need, to know how much sand you need, to know how much water to add. So I really encourage that instead of always thinking with our heads about the ratios and the mathematics behind things, to really become more in tune with our senses. So that's a big part of the workshop, to show different techniques of how we can apply these materials. And then it's about also like a personal development, to live in a community, to be in like, to be surrounded by these people all the time. It brings out many things in you. It's a journey also from start to finish. When you look around in the opening circle and you see all of these new faces, and it can be quite daunting. And then I feel like my mission, as well as to teach to build, is also to teach how we can interact with one another, how we can create our own fun, how we can share really from the heart, how we can listen to one another. Because building like this is not something you can do by yourself. You need people around you. You need community. You need friends. So it's also about how we work in a group, share compassionately, not competitively, with one another. And this is something which we also bring in, this lack of competition. It doesn't matter how strong you are. There's always something that you can do on a building site, from sifting to making the tea to it's not all about the physical strength of stuff. I feel like to just do my best, to try and always be a better version of myself in every aspect, to do this self-work, to really reflect on who I am and what I can change so that I can be a better partner, a better mother, a better friend, a better teacher, and to try to leave the earth in a better place and a better state to how I found it, in whatever means I can, to just tread gently and respectfully. I always felt as a kid when I was growing up, really a lot of anger about the world, a lot of unjust, a lot of a lot of fighting against the system very negatively. And then when I found out about permaculture, it really like opened my mind to a different way of existing harmoniously instead of in conflict and resisting, to find more like gentle solutions to things. And it was incredible. It was like it was really like someone had opened up a hidden door and said, like, this is a different way. And I saw it in a city where I'd lived for years, the undercurrent of people like trading and bartering and sharing and working. And after that, like, I could never go back again to what I felt was normal before. And that journey like massively shifted my life. And especially when my kids were born, it added another aspect of responsibility, of how I can think about their children's children's children and what can I do in this moment which will then affect their lives. And so it took on another role when the kids were created. And I want them to see a beautiful future somehow. At least they will know how to build a house and do the garden. Yeah.
Little by little I go home. Little by little I go home.
It wasn't ever something that I really realized how destructive the modern building industry is. It creates like some of the biggest pollutions, the waste. Like 50% of all greenhouse gas emission is from our current modern building industry. The toxic materials that we surround ourselves in. But the worst for me, or the most insane, is that the houses which are built, they don't respond to the natural elements that they're in. So actually we are talking about how we can decrease the use of fossil fuels, and it's very obvious if we create houses and spaces to live in which we don't need to heat and cool, which we can do. We just need to understand the climate that they're in and use the responsible material so that it has this response to the natural element. So when we design houses, the most of the knowledge about how the house will be born comes from what does the land tell us? What does it need? What house does it need so that the house lives in harmony with what it's going to be surrounded by? So then we're not having to heat it or fight against the cold. We use our walls as a heat exchange. We insulate properly. We study what the landscape needs. This is, for me, the most important thing. Before even what the client wants, is what the land wants and needs. Because we continue to build like we do, and we're just building an awful future for ourselves. And it's very unsustainable. It's very toxic. And it definitely needs to shift. Which I feel is coming. I feel the shift is there. There's always these regulations and these restrictions around what we do. And I feel like often these restrictions and regulations put people off. But there's so many loopholes in any of these guidelines and regulations and restrictions. And there's many grey areas. And I think now more than ever, it's so important that we stand up and we we take action, even if there's red tape, even if there's no signs, even if there's warnings, and there's always a way around it. We call it like civil disobedience, you know. There's a way that you can meander your way through the system without breaking the law, because we can't wait for a piece of paper to say we can do something. It could take 5 years, it could never come, and then what? We just sit here waiting for us to be able to create our own home with materials that we're surrounded by. So yeah, the industry is a total fuck up. Sorry. But yeah, I think the most important thing is that we just start. You just do it. Yeah, you know, it's like I used to go seed bombing with this old African woman in Bristol. And it's against the law to seed bomb. And so many times we would encounter security guards or police, like, oh, what are you doing? I'm throwing some vegetables down and flowers for the spring. That's beautiful, you know. There's always a little loophole that you can get through. And I think we need to stop being so scared of regulations, because if we constantly live in this fear of being told off or fined, or then we will never be able to create the lives that we want for ourselves, and also the lives for our children and their children and their children. Yeah, just to believe in yourself, because anything is possible. I never thought I would be sat here being interviewed to talk about a company that I created, about a beautiful course that we just experienced. And there's been many points in my life where I never thought I would achieve anything. And I realized that often it's because of like a limiting belief that we have in ourselves. And I think we have a lot of this limiting belief because of the toxic environments that we are surrounded by. The media, the consumption, the peer pressure to be something that we're not. So my one suggestion is to really listen to what's inside and follow your dreams, because yeah, it's anything is possible. You.